John Cleese rips cancel culture, emotionally unstable people setting the bar for what's politically correct. By David Ng on July 22, 2020. Actor-comedian John Cleese is no fan of President Donald Trump, regularly mocking the commander-in-chief on social media. But the British star and the president are in agreement on at least one important point: cancel culture must come to an end. John Cleese is taking his fellow left-wingers to task over their enthusiasm for cancel culture, saying that it puts emotionally unstable and fragile people in positions of power. Everything humorous is critical. If you have someone who is perfectly kind and intelligent and flexible and who always behaves appropriately, they're not funny, the Monty Python veteran said in an interview with Reuters. Cleese said that the political correctness is forcing comedians to set the bar according to what we are told by the most touchy, most emotionally unstable and fragile and least stoic people in the country. President Trump has also denounced the cancel culture phenomenon, calling it a form of totalitarianism that the left uses to force submission. One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism, the president said during his Mount Rushmore address earlier this month. President Trump also blasted cancel culture in his Fox News interview on Sunday. "Cancel culture, I hate the term, but I use it," he said. "We have a radical left destructive ideology being taught in our schools." Cleese is the second Monty Python star to refuse to kneel at the altar of political correctness and woke identity politics. Earlier this year, Terry Gilliam said that the culture is unfairly vilifying white men, who are being blamed for the world's problems. "That's wrong. I don't like mob mentality," the filmmaker said. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.